It's squirrel is a good example of clinging. We hear the word clinging, the Buddha says we suffer because we hold on to things. Makes it sound like our mind has a hand that's grasping something. Actually, the mind has its activities. Sometimes it gets stuck on one activity, one line of thought, one line of emotion, and won't let it go. Just keeps doing it again and again, regardless of how appropriate it is. Whatever danger set off that noise has long passed. Yet the noise still keeps going. Because the squirrel is mindless. This is one of the reasons we practice mindfulness here in the present moment. Ask yourself, what is the appropriate thing to be doing right now? What is the appropriate thing to be thinking about, to be focusing on? You may have some issues from the world, but right now, this is not the right time to be thinking about them. Now is the time to be looking at your mind, looking at your body right here, right now, to give the mind a grounding. So you can see when it starts thinking again, are its thoughts appropriate? Are they useful? Are they really in line with what needs to be done right now? Because mindfulness is not just being aware of whatever happens. It's keeping in mind what you should be doing. Right now you should be developing the path. Why? Because you're suffering. This is the way out. Developing your mindfulness, developing your concentration, staying with the breath, making the breath as comfortable as you can. Because if you're going to stay with something, it's a lot easier to stay when you're feeling at ease, with a sense of refreshment, a sense of satisfaction. So breathe in a way that's satisfying. Breathe in a way that's easeful. Energizing if you're feeling tired. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Soothing if your nerves are feeling frazzled or raw. These are things you can do right now. As for your other preoccupations, let them go. You can pick them up some other time. But right now is the appropriate time to be focusing on your awareness right here in the present moment. So you can tell when is the right time to pick up an activity and when is the time to stop. Otherwise, you're like a squirrel, just doing the same thing over and over and over again, regardless of whether it's useful or not, regardless of whether it's actually helping you or not. And we're human beings. We should be more reflective, more aware of ourselves, and have a clearer sense of what should and shouldn't be done, what's useful to do, what's not useful to do. So next time you hear the squirrel chirping away like that, ask yourself, in what way is your mind chirping away? Does it need to keep chirping? Thinking about events of the world, events at work, events at home. You don't have to carry them around with you all the time. You don't have to keep repeating them again and again. Pick them up when you can think fruitfully about them. When your thinking is getting nowhere, just put it down for the time being. Go back to the breath. It's a sign that the mind needs to rest. It's like knowing how to take care of an engine or take care of a knife. You use the knife, if you just keep on using it, it gets dull. And then no matter how hard you use it to hit something, it doesn't cut through. You have to stop, rest, sharpen the knife. Then when you really need it, then you take it out and you use it. Same with an engine. You've got your engine on your car. You don't keep the engine running all the time. On the off chance that you might just have to jump into the car and go, you turn it off when you're not needing it. That way the engine gets to rest. You don't wear it out. It's a shame that we sometimes take better care of our things than we do take care of our mind. So learn how to take care of your mind. Let it rest when it needs to rest. And when it thinks, learn to think about things that are only worth thinking about. And have a clear sense of what really is worthwhile thinking about. That way you get the most out of the fact that you've got this human mind. You don't know how long it took you to get here in the human realm. But you're here now. You've got this human mind. Use it well. Because it's capable of all kinds of good things. But if you just chirp, chirp, chirp away all those opportunities to do good things, you're going to get wasted. Have a sense of how time is valuable. Right here, right now is valuable. So use right here, right now in the best way that you can.